Glory be to God. You know, living for Jesus is fun. Don't tell me it's not fun, because it's fun. I tell you, because you know what? No matter what comes up in your life, there's always a word you can stand on. Isn't that wonderful? God has made preparation. There's no need of anybody being down. Now, if you've been down, you say, down, I'm not going to be down no more. Hallelujah. I'm going to say hi with the Lord. Let me just say this, and don't nobody say, well, poor little thing. But my little husband went to see Jesus. You know, I always told him, I said, if you ever leave me, I'm going to go with you. You know, because my mom and dad was always separating. And they never did divorce, but they was always separating. And every time we got to go somewhere, see, we lived in the country, and my Lord, honey, you didn't see nobody. And so maybe a revival's going to be going on or something. We never did go to church. See, I was a heathen. They was too, so heathens have a heathens till they get Jesus. How many knows what I'm talking about? So don't feel sorry for yourself and say, well, I just didn't get the help some people got. You got it down with the Word in Jesus. It's wonderful, isn't it? So I'm just going to say this right here. And so then we won't talk about that no more. We're just going to do. But anyway, you know, I said he was 16. Dan was 16. I was 16 and he was, see here, boy. I was 16 and he was nearly 18. About 17, maybe 6 months. That'd be half a year, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay. And so anyway, you know, we're just young and I said to him, I said, let me tell you something. If we get married, I just want you to know, you're not going to leave me. I'm going to go with you. Anytime you think we're going to leave me, I'm going with you. So you can't get rid of me. Because I was determined I was not going to put my kids what I got through. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, you want to hang in there. So let me tell you something. We didn't have a perfect marriage. Let me tell you. But I tell you one thing, we stayed together. And I tell you, I might take a walk, but I find him walking right around. Didn't you? One day, he said something to me. I said, well, we started praying the Holy Ghost and met him around the corner. I tell you, that's just the way it was. And so, you know what? When he left here, and he was wanting to go, and you know, I never did talk to him about death. I never did ask him where he wanted to be. You know, people getting everything arranged. Not me. I tell my kids, I say, listen, don't you think for a minute I'm going to put my tombstone in the cemetery. Now, listen, I'm put my name on it. You won't see that. Because let me tell you, they can just do whatever they want to afterwards. I tell you what, whatever they want to do will be fine with me. But I'm a living. And so I told him, I said, Daddy, it looks like you're going to leave me. But I'm going to tell you something. This time I'm not going with you. Hallelujah, because there's things to be done. And so that I ministered to me today when I realized that song. Did you know that was in Psalms 30, 11, and 12? That has turned my morning into dancing. That's not just a song, that's the word. That has turned my morning into dancing. And you know, Brother Ralph, there's sometimes people think, oh, well, I bet she grieves. You must be kidding. The Lord puts a laughter on me and I laugh like a hyena. I tell you, because you know what? The Lord is the one that raises us up. We can't do it on our own. And let me tell you something. I'm not telling you I'm happy. I'm your halo. Well, I tell you, praise God. No, let me tell you something, honey. But I'm happy because of Jesus. And He'll never leave you or forsake you. I want everybody to get a pencil and paper and write down the word, okay? That pleases me real well and really pleases the Lord, okay? Well, I just got this saying with Psalms 30, 11, and 12. Y'all already know that, but I'm going to just tell you. Father, I thank you and I praise you that you've ordained tonight. And Lord, this is your service and you have your way. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you, God, that you said your word was perfect, converting the soul. And Lord, I thank you, Father. That's Psalms 19, 7 through 11. And I thank you, Father God, that the word of God will convert our soul. It will cause us to walk in your ways, Lord, the word and the spirit. And we give you praise now, Lord. And Lord, you get all the glory, every bit of the glory, because we're nothing without you, but everything with you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I thank the Lord for Psalms 19, 7 through 11. And that 10th verse is kind of like a chorus. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple, more to be desired than gold. Yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Now it goes on. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. That's what causes us to be happy. We can make ourselves happy. Well, let me tell you, you just don't know how depressed I was at one time. My Lord, things that happened to me the last few years, I'd have fell apart. But you know, it wasn't nothing about Mary Forsythe. It was about the Word of God that kept me going. Let me tell you, there was no way that I could. You let that, write that down. It's Psalms 19, 7 through 11. Because that 11th verse, it says, the servant is warned. By keeping of them, there's a full reward. Think about that. Listen, reading the Bible is not just something that you just open up and just, hey. I mean, you eat it. You know what the Lord said to me? And this is the first time I've ever heard this. I told Chris on the way down here. I said, this morning, the Lord spoke to my heart. I'm not going to tell you what time I got up because I didn't never go to bed. You know what I did? My little grandson wanted me to make sure he was going to play a lot in that ball game, so I went. And when I come in, I just had a big day yesterday, trying to get everything ready for school, you know, for today and tomorrow. And so I just went to sleep in the recliner. And I woke up and cleaned my face and put me some cream on my face. And I just felt, I just felt like, my goodness, I've slept all night. And I'm not going to tell you what time I got up, because I didn't get up. But I feel very fine. Now, Chris said I slept on the way down here. And it was just wonderful. You know, I feel refreshed. But the Word of God refreshes our heart. It rejoices our heart. And you know what? I'm not going to get up. Now, I tell you what. You just don't just read a scripture and then get them. Well, got the Word. You meditate on that Word. Let that Word. It may just be. See, I eat very slow in the natural. I don't mess around with food if I can't eat slow. I want to enjoy every bite. Because you see, there was a time in my life that I couldn't eat. People take it for granted. But let me tell you, there was a time for a little angel. Isn't that precious? And so I enjoy my food when I get to eat, you know. And I enjoy the Word. Sometimes I'll sit there. Someone sent me a little thing from California. Shirley Goss's daughter. I think I've seen her one time. Yeah, I hadn't seen her in a long time, but I think I've seen her. I think I met her one time. She had several children. But anyway, she sent me a little thing that it has the time, the temperature, and I put it right by my Bible because I was fooling around. I said, Lord, I slapped my clothes on so fast, I don't know how much I put on. I tell you, because wintertime, I wear a bunch of clothes. I tell you what, because And so that's been such a help to me. I wrote her a little thank you card, and I told her, I said, listen, it's kept me on the road because, you know, I keep, you know, it reminds me the time. Because you just get caught up in the Word. You just chew and you chew and you chew and you think, Lord, this is plumb good, you know. I mean, I want the Lord to stir you. I want to encourage you. I'll be like that little black guy that came to the outreach one day, and he said, I just come by Sister Mary to encourage you. I said, glory be to God. So that's what I say to you tonight. I just come down here to encourage you. Glory be to God. Because I'm telling you, the Word of God. See, the Word says in Jeremiah 23 and the 28th and 29th verse, it says the Word of God is like a fire and like a hammer that breaks a rock into pieces. When you're saying what the Word of God says, I mean, you get one scripture. I mean, you can get yourself slap happy with one scripture. I mean, you just start chewing on that. I mean, until you keep on saying what the Word of God says, it's like a fire. It's like a hammer that breaks a rock into pieces. So I told Chris this morning, I said to her, I said, Chris, on the way down here, I said, it was, well, probably about 11:30, I guess probably about the time I told her. But I said, Chris, the Lord gave me something this morning. It was absolutely awesome. You know, I know, and I probably shared this one time but with y'all. But the Lord has spoke to my heart. Well, it's like the word. It's like, you know, you can have paintbrushes. You can have gallons of paint. You can have 5 gallons of paint. You can have all kinds of stuff to work with. But until you apply that word, until you apply that paint, the wall is going to stay the same. And it's the same way in the spiritual realm. Unless you learn to say what the Word of God says, well, I said it 2 times. Oh, boy, what a trooper. I mean, you just say it till it gets to be in your heart. Someone says, do you memorize the Word? And I said, no, I don't memorize the Word. I don't even know. In fact, I think Brother Steve, he's going to run off some little, the New Year's Day. That I thought I 5 or 6 scriptures come out, and it was a whole page of Word. And you know what the Lord said? The Spirit of the Lord. I'm talking about the Spirit. How many knows what I'm talking about? The Spirit of the Lord. The Holy Ghost said that God was a glue that kept life together. You can write that down because the Holy Ghost wrote it. The Holy Ghost said it. God is that glue that keeps us together, our life together. Is that not what it said? I mean, Miss Chris, you was there. You heard it. And I tell you, hey, listen, I told Steve, I had y'all a very welcome to have that service. It's on paper. And he says, is that what you do what? Oh, I thought someone said something. Okay, I thought Steve said something. And I'm going to tell you something. The Word of God, I want you to know tonight that it will never fail you. I mean, when you get a scripture, that's the Lord talking to you and telling you what you need to hold on to. I mean, let me tell you, in that Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast to the confession. Hold fast to it. Don't say, well, I believe I'm healed, and I just and then the next words you say, oh, I tell you, I really feel bad. That's not going to work. See, the Word of God says that in Psalms 97:5, it says the hills melt like wax in the presence of the Lord. When you're in the presence of the Lord and you're saying what the Word of God says, you're absolutely, it's melting the situation in your life. It's the truth. I know the Holy Ghost spoke because I felt a witness in my spirit. But see, what's saying to that? Uncommon things. Chris knows I'm telling the truth, and I got the girl's name. Lord Jesus, I'm going to tell you. Her name was, I went in today by Malvern to do some little business at the bank to pay a bill, and she took me, I had never seen her before, Sandra Burns. Said, oh, I love that church. I told her I was on my way to Camden, at Brother Jerry's Church of Victory. And she said, oh, I used to go. So I had to write her name down. Isn't that awesome? And she spoke so much good about this place. And so what she said was, see, I tell everybody about that. I tell everybody what the Lord's done for me. People, I tell you, if they don't act like they like it, I keep on doing it anyway. You know, let me tell you something, fool around, I'll just go ahead and say some more to them. And so I said, you know, I'm going to come down here. Oh, and she just knew. I said, my, is that not like the Lord? I could have went down the line to different people. I went to her, you see. And so when I got ready to pay the bill, now see, I'm going to tell you. Now listen, you may think, well, that woman is far out. No, no, because let me tell you, that word is far out. I mean, it goes beyond. I mean, 2 Peter 1:3-4 says, unto, according to, it gives us all things. And he says the precious promises are given to us, that we'll be able to experience the supernatural. Is that not what the Word says? Amen. You've given precious promises given to us that we'll escape the corruptions in this world through lust. You don't have to worry about the time. Oh, well, I tell you now, I'm telling you, this is going to be the best year of your life. preach, if it hair lifts the devil, let it hair lift him. I mean, there's no hair lift anybody else's. Don't like it. But here I get into that bank today, and I said, see, I just tell everything. Because I want to help you. I come by to encourage you. And so I went, and you know what, Ralph? Guess what? I went in, I said, I want to pay that 617. Because it, you know. And she said, it's not 619. She said, it's not 619 anymore. What is this all about? It's 363 a month. I said, Lord God. I just raised them hands, had a Holy Ghost good time in the bank. And you know what she said? She said, that's exactly when something supernatural happens to me. She said, I don't try to figure it out. I just start praising God. Now, let me tell you something. You say, well, I'll tell you, that never happened to me. Hey, go, confess it. Just say, confess it. Hey, listen, you say it never happened to you, it'll never happen to you. Well, you say, well, bless God, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to get some more of that. Hallelujah. That's more of that supernatural. Glory be to God. God wants us to watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Psalms 141 says, put a watch, O Lord, on my mouth. And keep the doors of my lips. You know, listen, God's people does not need to talk garbage. I mean, let me tell you, if you want it, call it in. I may have told you about my daddy's old dog, hound dog. His name was Mr. Looper. That was my daddy's name, Looper. And so daddy called the dog Loop. And let me tell you, that Loop, when he said, throw the biscuits out to him, didn't even chew them, just swallowed them. That's why I didn't like hound dogs. They never even appreciated mama's biscuits. I wanted one, and they'd already eat them all up. Because I eat slow. I didn't ever think about getting two and buttering it and putting it aside. I just get one, that's all I got. Because I eat slow. But let me tell you, you start opening up your mouth and speaking garbage out, that's what you'll get. But you know what the Word says? In Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10 says, what say it? The Word is nigh the evil in thy mouth, that is in thy heart. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then the 11th verse, oh boy, is it ever good, 8, 9, 10, 11. As the scripture saith, that whosoever believeth on them shall not be ashamed. Now listen, you know what? It's an individual walk. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'd like to tell you, you could live your wife's life or husband's life and all that. You can't. As much you can't live your children's life. But it's just an individual walk. Let me tell you something. It's an individual walk. But you can challenge you tonight and say, you know what? I can challenge you tonight and say, you know what? Make sure you let God be number one in your life. Make sure you get the instructions from the Lord. I mean, people try to tell people what to do, but let me hear the instructions come from the Lord. Let me tell you, you go to the Lord and you say, Lord, now what do I need to do in this situation? There may be people say, I wouldn't be doing that. Hey, listen, you know what? I never even told my brother that was building that last building because I didn't want him to tell me, see, she don't need to do that. And I didn't tell him. When I cut my leg real bad, you know, I told y'all, I think the last time I was here, last year I probably did, I'm not sure. But I just kept falling. That big old rock, I stepped over it. When I did, I just started falling. You know what the Lord told me to do? He told me to peroxide it, keep it clean, and read Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. And do you know what? I've got tights on, so if sometime maybe in the summertime I'll have my hose on, I'll show you. But that the Lord put skin on that place. It's a healed, and people tried to tell me that I was getting, was going to have a gangrene. Oh, you can't believe all this stuff. I'm not talking about sinners. I'm talking about people that's supposed to know better. And boy, I told them to. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, you would never all, it is a place, just a, and can I tell you, I never had a drop of pain. Not a drop of pain. And I'm not talking about a little. Chris, could you tell how big it was? How bad was it?
It was really big, and in the natural, it looked, I mean, like she was in trouble. And if it hadn't been for God healing it, she would have been in trouble.
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not there yet, but I'm going that way. I want everything. It might look like I'm not going to get it. It might feel like I'm not going to get it, but it does not say anywhere in the Bible that you walk by your feelings or what you see. I want you to get that down your noggin. Get down your heart. Then listen here. It doesn't make a bit of difference what I see and what I hear. I'm going the Word way. You've got to make that decision. I said, that's what the Lord told me. Even when I first got the phone call to come down, the Lord said to me, He said, stay honest. But see, I love everybody too much not to tell the truth. And it's not a game. This year, we're going to see things. God's going to show us things that's going to blow the natural minds. God's going to show us. He's going to do it. There's going to be favor dripping down off on you as you believe Him. And I tell you, it makes me more determined. The Word of God says in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 10:27 says, with man it's impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. That's what the Word says. I mean, Romans 3:4 says, what if some don't believe? Is their unbelief going to cause the Word of God be none effect? He said, God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar. So I didn't even tell my brother we was going to build that last building. Because he built all the other things. He'd say, sis, I'm just telling you right now, you better watch out. You're not as young as you used to be. And I tell him, you're 2 years older than I am. I'm the baby, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I might not look like a baby now, but I'm a baby. Glory be to God. And so, you know what? I don't listen to people. I want to listen to the Lord. See, let me tell you, learn to listen to the Lord. I mean, John 15 says, He's a vine. Jesus is a vine. And we're the branch. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will, and it'll be done by the Father which is in heaven. That's John 15:5-7. Glory be to God. Isn't that wonderful? We can ask what we will, and it'll be done by the Father which is in heaven. Because He's a vine, and we're the branch. See, it's okay. People think, well, I can do it. But let me tell you, in this year, 17, you mark my word, because it's God's word. He's the glue that's going to keep the life together. He's a glue. The Word of God and the Spirit of the living God, He's going to do it. And you know what? I don't think I told y'all, but let me tell you, that building was built. Chris and I were talking on the way down here. And she said, Mary, when they built their house, I think it was like 4 months it took. You know, she thought that was pretty fast. But let me tell you what the Lord said. He said to me, He gave me instructions. And He said to me, He said, you get the groundwork first. And it was all growed up. We had to get a bulldozer to push back where we could even get up on the hill to see what was up there. The truth. He said, get the groundwork done and the building will go fast. Let me tell you something. We got the groundwork done. The sprinkler system, everything was done. Okay, ready for the building. I thought, maybe it, because the women's seminar was going to be in November. And the Lord said to me, that November before that, see, He said, tell the women that we'll have it up on the hill. It shot me just like it did them. But let me tell you, God did it. Witnesses are here tonight of the building. And do you know, I didn't even know it was scriptural. I just knew God spoke it. But it's in Proverbs 24:27. It says, do the ground first, prepare the ground, and then build the building. Isn't that awesome? And in 7 weeks, that building was built. Let me tell you, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about supernatural. They fixed the pad. Would you say it was supernatural, Mr. Ralph? Can you say yes or no? Nobody can see you nod your head. Can you see you say yes? Isn't that awesome? I want to encourage y'all. I encourage myself as I'm encouraging you. We just need to believe God. The God that made the heavens and earth. Psalms 57:2 says this. I will cry unto God, the Most High God, that performeth all things for me. And when you're seeing Him do it, let me tell you, what you're bragging on, you're bragging on the Lord. And you know what happens when you start saying what the Word of God says? Do you know what the Word says? It's Psalms 103:20 says, the angels hearken to the Word of the Lord. I mean, you have angels. Well, don't you know if you could just see it in the natural, if you could just see it with your natural eyes, you see angels just working, slapping on sheetrock, putting down carpet, I mean, doing all. Can you just imagine? Isn't it exciting? Yeah. Lord, I tell you, some people say, you talk fast. I say, I try to talk fast because I want to get a lot told in a little time. Hallelujah. Because it's so wonderful to know how big God is. He's bigger than any problem in your life. I will say to God, the Most High God, that performeth all things for me. It's not you performing it anyway. I tell you, it's like my brother. I told you I didn't tell him about the building. Well, see, I'm telling you. And then when I cut my leg, he heard about it by my sister. That wasn't supposed to say anything. She wouldn't have known it if I hadn't been pouring that peroxide in my and praying the Holy Ghost and then getting the Bible and reading the Bible over my leg. And she drove up. What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Wasn't long my brother came. I want to see your leg. I said, you can see my leg. I said, I'll tell you right now. I'll show it to you when I get ready. I said, but I'll tell you, if you want some coffee inside, I just got through making some candy. Never had a pain with that leg. Isn't that awesome? Let's give Jesus a hand. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Now he tells everybody, boy, you should have seen that leg. Boy, I tell you one thing, I thought surely she was going to lose it. Because I tell you what, it got looking bad. But I remember one day. I'm just going to tell you everything. Let me tell you. I'd be lying if I told you things were never going to come in your life. We got a devil out there. John 10:10 says, a thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. But I'm telling you, the Lord God Almighty, what He did, no man could have done. In this world, the Word says you'll have tribulations. But He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Isn't that awesome? I mean, in this world, you're going to have tribulations. But He said, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. That's what He wants you to get a hold of tonight. Things are going to come up. And it's going to look bad. But you know what? Don't you pay attention to what you see with your eyes. Now, let me tell you something. I told Chris, I said, now, Chris, it didn't look like she was going to get to come with me and I was going to come by myself. I never tried to make anything happen. But I asked her. And she said, well, I think that I'm going to take care of my great-grandbaby, but I'll find out. And so, actually, she has seen a lot of things that I've told different places. And you could believe it or not believe it. But she was telling this afternoon, she was sharing about the time that I was, I think I told y'all about that time I was going to put tile on top of my bathroom vanity, and I knew that I didn't know how to cut it. So this little guy was going to help me. He's like in his 80s, and Precious is like a dad to me. And he was there. He had safety glasses on his eyes, but I didn't have anything on my eyes. And I was just kind of holding the thing. When I did, some of that tile popped into my eye. Popped. It hurt. But I didn't want to tell him anything because I want to get that done. And I knew if I said something, you know, he'd be, well, this. So I didn't say a word. I just only my breath praying the Holy Ghost speak the word of God. Okay, so she's going to go see her brother in Oklahoma. I'm just going to tell you, remember what I said about you can have all kinds of paint. You can have all kinds of brushes. You can have everything to work with. But if you don't apply it, your wall is going to stay the same. And that's a word from the Lord, I'm telling you. Make sure you understand that. You're going to have to learn to apply the word. How many knows what I'm talking about? Raise your hand. Let me tell you, this might not be something that you think will make you run now. You may not, you know. But I'm telling you, if you start doing that word and start seeing it work, I tell you what I tell the kids at school. I said, Miss Mary, I tell you, I'm so happy. I feel like I can take a run. I said, well, let's just all run. So we go running around. We all run. They just love it. Boys run around. You know, we're so excited. People need to be excited. I tell you, people need to be excited, I said. Psalm 62:5-6 says this. My soul wait only upon God, for my expectation is in Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, and I shall not be moved. Glory be to God. He does not want us to be moved. I said, He does not want us to be moved. Glory be to God. Okay, so she called me. Now, she didn't know anything about my eye at that time because I was just when I went back to, that was on a Monday. On a Monday night, she said to me, she called me and she said, you know, Mary, I want to go see my brother in Oklahoma. Would you like to go after the service Tuesday? See, my husband worked nights and so that worked out fine. So that's what we did. We went up there to see her. I said, that'll be wonderful because you know what? I'm going to apply the word. Because my eye was as red. I don't see anything up red. I can see it's red. Red as a beet. You know, beets are red, red. Is that my eye? Am I not telling the truth? In my eye. And boy, and you know what? Oh my gosh. The Lord gave a scripture. Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon. Do what? 5:12. Song of Solomon 5:12 said, my eye shall be like a. Isn't it funny right now? My eye shall be as wise as a dove by the river of water washed with milk. I had that so backwards, you can't believe what I said. I mean, you know, listen, you have to. I mean, all the way over there, I said, my eye shall be. Well, my son came over that night and he said, what in the world is wrong with your eye, Mom? I said, you know what? I got a scripture for a cross-eyed person. My eye shall be as a set like a dove, white as a dove, washed with milk, and fitly set. Fitly set. He said, Mom, I'm not talking about your set eye. I'm talking about that blood in your eye. I said, you don't, let's just don't talk about it. I told him the scripture. Psalms 5:12. So we're on the way down there. Now you just have to know. See, I'm telling you, it's fun to do it. But she was fixed up some carrot juice. And so she went, oh my gosh, you should have seen it. She put it in the stomach ball. It was real hot, you see. And it got felt for a minute. And we started hearing something sizzling. I said, what in the world? She said, oh, my Lord. She said, that carrot juice has got hot, and it's a fermenting, and it made all the sound you ever heard in your life. We had to get out and pour that out, you know. And so here I am trying to write this down. I mean, you know, I'm writing that scripture down because I know this is going to be my answer. Go because I'm going to apply that word. And see, I'm out. We're in the car. There ain't nobody. No. And at that time, neither one of us had a telephone. A cell phone, you see. So we wouldn't bother with phones or anything. See, if we don't watch you, we get so wrapped up with stuff that you don't. Well, I don't know how to have time. You better take time, kid. I said, you better take time. You better take time. The Word of God says in that Mark 4:4, Luke 4:4, Matthew 4:4, sorry, Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how you're going to live. I said, that's how you're going to live. Glory be to God. And so I wrote it down. I said, I'm just going to write this scripture down. So I got it down in my spirit. So I had her sun visor. I'm so glad her car is still in good shape. But the vehicle. But I rolled it, I'd pull it, and I'd say, my eyes should be like a dove, eyes a dove, washed with milk and fitly set. My eyes shall be like the eye of a dove, washed with milk and fitly set. And all I could see was blood. How many knows what I'm talking about? I'm telling you the truth tonight. If you if you want to make it in this life victorious, you're going to have to learn to apply the word. Glory be to God. And if you don't have the baptism of the Spirit, listen, let me tell you something. I'll tell you ahead of time. Luke 11:11-13 says it all. It's all true. You don't have to hold your arms up and be wore to a frazzle when it's over. I'm not wearing myself out praying with people to receive the Holy Ghost, because the Word says all you have to do is ask for it. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all have ever been around people that would try to get you. I mean, they had me hanging like something getting ready to be butchered. How many knows what I'm talking about? They had my arms up. I can't put both of my arms up, but I can put them up. But I mean, you understand what I mean. Imagine me with both my arms up, and I didn't know a thing. Well, they said, say this, they hang on, turn loose. I mean, I'm telling you, I was in a fix. And I thought, if I go out, they'll think I fell out in the spirit, and I'm wore to a frazzle. And I said, I was so glad I got duh. And I just said, duh, 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 duh. And I didn't know that, but in Russia, that means yes, yes, yes. I had a witness of the Spirit. If you know anything about Russia, I didn't know it. But there was a couple, two different times a couple came, that one of them that lived in Russia, one had visited Russia. And when I was telling about it, when someone was getting ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I shared that. And they said, that's the truth. In Russia, it means yes, yes, yes. What I was doing, Brother Jerry, I was saying yes, yes, yes to God during all this time, the last 5 years. Let me tell you something. I would stand back and I'd be lying to you if I told you that the Word of God didn't carry me. How many knows what I'm talking about? I'm telling you what, the Lord even had me to put a sign out in my front yard before Danny ever had any problem. When we bought that house, I think I told y'all about buying that house, and I wasn't planning to buy no house. Good Lord, honey, we was going to move back to Hot Springs because we had took care of Danny's mom, and she had passed on after 3 years. She's 93 years old. She was like 90 when we took care of her. It was about 91, I guess it was. It was 2.5 years that we took care of her, however. And about went to this sale. This house that we'd seen all these. I mean, it's an old house, and they just renovated the thing. And you know, I wanted to go see if there's going to have an auction sale out there. And I thought, I'd like to see what it looks like on the inside. Maybe somebody make a big bed and breakfast. I even said those words. When they asked me, did I want a restaurant? I didn't know what that meant. I said, no, I just want to see the house. I just want to see what it looks like. I was getting ready to go over to Glenwood. That was another thing, see. And do you know what? I didn't know that it was, he had a list what all was in there. What all, you know, they had done to it. They renovated the whole thing, put new windows in it, all kind, everything. Plumbing, electric, everything. And he said, will somebody come on now? And I thought I was helping him with a bid. And he said, and it was half the price it was they put in the paper. You know what they'd put in there? What I had it right before me. It was half price. Well, I mean, when he said, "Would you give?" I said, "No, yeah." I thought I was helping. A little bit. All I heard was sold. What's your name? I said, "No, I didn't buy it." He said, "I said, no, I didn't want to buy it. I just happened." He said, "No, you just bought it." Is that not awesome? But the Lord said to me, he said, clear and plain, I got, but he told me, he said, now, I just told him, I said, listen, we're fixing to have camp. Well, 90 kids are going to come Monday to the camp, and we have no intention of going to, we're just going to go back to Hot Springs. He said, well, I'm just telling you right now, actually, he said, I don't think that they'll take it because they're losing a lot of money. I said, oh, praise God. And so he said, I'll talk to them and I'll get back with you. So I get to the place I parked. Oh, my, I just put my hand on the steering wheel and I said, oh, Lord God, what have I done? I mean, I start crying to my Lord. And you know what he said to me? It's of me. Three words. It's of me. And I said, oh, Lord, thank you. I you know, in my mind, I thought, well, probably he'll get that call and they'll say they didn't want to do it. And that'd be wonderful. I didn't know. Then he asked me what I thought about the place. And I said, it's okay. I never even told him. Oh, y'all. It was what he could just, if he'd wanted to, he could have killed me. I know. Because, listen, after we get to the outreach that day, Kriska was there, so she heard it. There was a man said, oh, so you bought the old house. That was what it was called. And I said, no. He said, it was a sign sold. Danny's playing the guitar on the stage. I told you we'd been married. If he'd lived like 2 or 3 months, I think it's 2.5 months, we'd been married 57 years. At that time, it's 52. Wow. And I, they was all kidding him. But I heard him say this. Well, there's been a lot of things I've not understood, but it all worked out. I told myself, I'm going to hug you again with that. Because he could have beat me. Glory be to God. What am I saying tonight? You don't get moved by what you see. You don't get moved by what you hear. You get moved by the Word of God. Let me tell you, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, if they'd been moved by what they saw and they got moved by what they heard, let me tell you, if they said, you know what, we're not going to bow down. When they got thrown in, it was a decree made that they'd be thrown in the fire furnace. Now, you know what? Now, I'm not going to tell you that we're going to get all thrown in the fire furnace. It's going to be threatened. But there's going to be things in your life that come up. You've got to make a decision. You're going to go God's way. I'm going to get back with my eye just pretty soon. Because it's all good. But I want you to know today that the Lord told me to put a sign up there. Psalms 113:3. From the rising of the sun to the going down the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. 2 months before the crash. How many knows what I'm talking about? But you know what? That scripture, I look at it and I say, from the rising of the sun to the going down the same, the name of the Lord be praised. Lord, I'm not praising you for what I'm going through, but I'm praising you that you're going to take me through victorious. How many knows what I'm talking about? He'll do that. Every time you will believe him, he'll show himself strong. He'll show up every time. And what happened? That king looked in there and said, Did we not throw three men in there? I see four. Looks like the Son of God. It's not no little sign in front of my house. It's the same size as that big auction sign had. I used the same holes. And I had a real pretty white with blue letters from the rising of the sun to the going down the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. And you know what? You say, isn't that kind of embarrassing to have something like in front? Mm-mm. No. Because you know what? Anybody passes my house would know. They know that scripture. I've seen people stop and write it down. People need to know that it's victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Okay. So, yeah, we praise Him. But my eye. So I kept saying what the Word said. Well, that little sun visor down. You know, I mean, all the way to, where do we go? Oklahoma, what part was it? What? Tulsa. Yeah, Tulsa, okay. Tulsa. So several miles. Maybe 4 hours, 5 hours. Mm-hmm. But we was fishing to go over the tow road. Now listen. Listen to what I'm saying. If we're going to get ready to go past the tow road, we was getting our money, you know, ready to pay. And my eyes should be like a dove. Oh, praise God. Look here, Chris. My eyes. What? Let's give Jesus a hand. This is not no fairy tale. This is real stuff, honey. Glory be to God. When Jesus said to the people have faith in God, He meant it. Hebrews 11:1 says, what is faith? A substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What does Hebrews 11:6 say? It's impossible to please the Lord without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. We're going to have to stand and know that, hey, we win. We win. Let me tell you, you'll never be disappointed. Never be disappointed trusting God. Never be disappointed. Let me tell you, the Lord wants to do miracles in our life. Think about it. In Acts, that third chapter, think about it. How that Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And that little guy that they had put down at that gate, that little asking for alms, got up. And he went walking and leaping and praising God. Let me tell you, Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so glad He don't change. Have you seen people change? Have you seen people when things start getting pretty rough, they start giving up? But the Word of God says in Galatians 6:9, He said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. What He's saying to us tonight, don't faint. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. Isn't that wonderful? Put a watch, O Lord, upon my mouth and keep the doors of my lips. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's so important what you say out of your mouth. Out of abundance of a heart. That's why I want to encourage you tonight. Read that Word. Get it down your heart. Because in that Matthew 12:34-37 says, have abundance of a heart, the mouth's going to speak. You'll be judged what you say, and you'll be condemned what you say. Let me tell you, it's up to each one of us. You know, I can tell you, and you can tell me, but let me tell you, each one of us, that's what we got to do. And to encourage each other to believe God. Watch God do what you can't do, because He'll do it every time. He'll show up. Glory be to God. There was a little thing told to me today. It was my cousin that told me. And someone may have already heard about it. But there was a lady that got, she had two children, a husband and two children, and depression, just being oppressed. She got so oppressed. And so she just left. And she didn't come home. And the guy said, he said, you know, he just had tried to, he called the number, no answer. And so the people at the babysitting place, they said, you know, the mom hadn't come to pick up the two children. So he said he was working, so he just told them to take them to mom and dad, and off. He kept on calling. It's a sweet little story. It was a true story. And said that he never could get, make the phone calls, but never did get no answer. So finally he thought, you know, I think what I'll do is have someone, I'm going to get somebody and see if they can check into this. They found her, you know, like in just a cheap little place. She just didn't want to be bothered. So he said, we're going to go. They told the children, so we're going to go see Mama. And they went. And when they stood there at the door, they knocked. No one came to the door. They just kept on knocking. Stand there. She comes to the door with a big grin on her face. And he said he didn't feel to go and say, where have you been? What are you doing? They just loved her. The two children and he and her just embraced each other and said it was getting close to be Christmas, and they went and they got some, putting the Christmas tree up, and they got just a family. It was so sweet. And so the kids went back to school, and he said to her, he said, honey, he said, let me ask you something. Why didn't you answer my call? I called you so many times, and we were so concerned about you. And why didn't you answer my call? She said, "What made you change?" When we walked out, she said, "You showed up. You showed up." What am I saying today? Let me tell you: when you believe God, God will show up. He'll show up. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we stand there and we say, Lord, we can't see one thing. Can you imagine those Israelites at that water? The water in front of them and the Egyptians behind them? But you know, God showed up. And let me tell you, God will never let you down. He'll show up every time. You hold on to that word. Hold fast to your professional faith without wavering, because God will show up. He'll show up right in time. And I appreciate the Lord tonight. I want to ask you tonight, is there anyone that has not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You say, oh, you're really hung on that about the Holy Ghost. I sure am. Because Jude 1:20, listen, that's just as much as everything else is. Jude 1:20 says, beloved, I wish above all things that you'd prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And let me tell you something. There's sometimes you don't know even how to pray. Let me tell you something. All the way to the hospital, I never stopped praying the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you. God gave me strength. And let me tell you. You don't live with someone a bunch of years and not be close to them. But let me tell you. The Lord helped me. All through the time. Listen, hey, you know what? I didn't even know how to feed the horse. You know, I worked with Danny all the time at the outreach. I'd work with him, and we worked. But Brother Jerry, I didn't know how to feed the horse. I didn't even know how much he fed. How much you feed the horse? I don't know. What bucket, Lucy, do you even have? How do I feed you? And that horse went to that blue bucket. Oh, okay. I'm telling you. Hey, listen, I'm being truthful with you. The Holy Ghost will take care of things that you can't take care of. I'm telling you. I've witnessed it. I've seen him show up. That little story was very helped me. I said, yeah, Lord, that's exactly what you've done. You showed up. Every time. Every time. And so if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you know, let me tell you something. It's not a religion. It's a relationship. It's something that God's promised you. He said, when I go away, the Comforter will come. And he'll tell you the truth. Let me tell you, I'm so happy. People say they wish they lived a time when Jesus was here. I don't. I'm happy that when he left a Comforter. That he can be at your house and my house at the same time. Isn't that wonderful? And I promise you, I know I'm not taking anything away from being saved. I think it's wonderful you got Jesus in your heart. But I'm talking about being I tell the children, my little kindergartens pray in the Holy Ghost. They minister the first Tuesday of the month. And hey, listen, it's amazing when the Spirit of the Lord speaks. Hey, listen, I say to them, hey, listen, I say, listen, if God speaks something to you, obey the Lord. Last Tuesday, a week ago, last month, the message was given in tongues. And you know what? Those children, just like popcorn, God's given you peace. God's given you comfort. I mean, I'm talking about even little kindergarten children praying the Holy Ghost. Now, that's how easy it is to receive. Just ask for it. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, people try to make things hard. I mean, all God wants you to do is just be obedient to Him. In Jude 1:20, said, build yourself up in the most holy faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. You know, let me tell you, have you ever seen people taking... Now, I don't do weights. I tell you, I have enough to do without trying to take exercise. Weights is all the stacks of feet I get. Oh, Chris told me tonight, she said, Mary, it had to be the Lord with you. Because we're the same age. Glory be to God. But honey, I tell you, He's giving strength. I love what y'all were saying tonight about the strength. Because I believe that. I tell you, Paul, sod in that Psalms 18 and 1 through 3 kept me going. He says, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. In Him I will trust. You're my buckler and the horn of my salvation. You're my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And I tell you, strength will come. Now, I'm not talking about those little squares. I'm talking about the little 3 foot. What are they, 3 yards, 3 feet? It's about like this. Fold up and it's pretty heavy. But the Lord helped me do it. Because there wasn't nobody else to do it. Hallelujah. Lord, if He's in strength for jobs like that, He's let me tell you, there was a time that, let me tell you, I'm going to tell this because somebody needs to hear it. But my son, he got real rebellious. He was rebelling. And boy, one night, I thought he's in the house and he wasn't. Now, he loves the Lord a bunch now. This is when he was about 17 years old. So the phone rings. What you doing, Mom? I said, I'm sleeping until you woke me up. He said, well, come to the jail. I said, I didn't know where he was even at. I said, what? Come down and bring your checkbook. I thought, am I dreaming? That's what I'm talking about, the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, I just started praying in the Holy Ghost. And I started laughing like a hyena. He said, what are you laughing about? I put the phone down. And I said, Lord God, where's the jail at? And what's this going on? Well, listen, you can't take that kind of stuff on your own. You can't bear that on your own. I mean, the Holy Ghost led me, and they told me I couldn't take him home because they tested him out last, and he still wouldn't get out. Everybody can read through the lines, can't you? Can you read blind? Can you read between lines? You can come at 10 o'clock. I said, not me. I said, we have an outreach. And I'll be at Amity at 10 o'clock. Boy, Jimmy said, ah, see, she don't care anything about me. I said, listen here, boy. You're the one that got out. I was sleeping in bed. Zip it up. That's not normal. Looks like she'd cry a little bit. How many knows what I'm talking about tonight? I know I've opened myself up. But I love you so much, I want you to understand how important it is to sell out to God. Because I'm telling you tonight, without the Word and the Spirit, we're not going to make it. But with the Word and the Spirit, we're going to make it. I said, with the Word and the Spirit of the living God, we're going to make it with victory. You're talking about victory. This place got the name. I want y'all to know how much I love this place. And I love y'all so much. And I've obeyed the Lord tonight. If you want to, let me talk about the weights. Have you ever seen guys lift weights? And then they'll go up to the other guy. Hit me, it won't hurt. That's all I can say about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you. He'll take care of things that you cannot handle yourself. And so if you want that experience with the Lord, and that's what it is just saying, Lord, I want whatever you've got for me. I promise you. When the Lord, I told the Lord, I'll tell you all this. You may have heard me say this before. I told the Lord when He called me and told me, go tell my people the Word works if they would apply it. I remember the first time that the Lord told me I would not open my Bible, but He'd come out of my spirit. I said, Lord, I'm telling you, the Lord did that. The Lord's done that. It's nothing about Mary Forsyth. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. God of my sword, I got to make it. You want that experience from the Lord. New strength that you don't even know you've even got. Because it's the Lord's. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, let me tell you, it's not your age. Like I said, the little kindergartens praying tongues, just like making it. The first time when I said that to the Lord, the first meeting I had, there was a little girl came up. I'll never forget it. And she was just a little girl. And she said, I want you to pray for me. I said, what do you want, honey? She said, I want to speak in my heavenly language. You got Jesus in your heart? Mm-hmm. I said, okay. And I said, we read this right here. She said, I don't read. I mean, it's the truth. Happened in Houston, Texas. At Jones Creek Assembly. That's where it was at. And I said, I read it to her. And I said, just ask the Lord. I said, here it says, if a good father, you ask a good father for a piece of bread, he wouldn't give you a stone. You ask him for a fish, he wouldn't give you a serpent. Ask him for ag, he wouldn't give you a scorpion. If a good father knows how to give good gifts to his children, How much more does the Heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them to ask? All you have to do is ask for it, honey. She asked, and immediately the most precious prayer language came out of her mouth. She didn't get like I got, da, da, da. But you know what? It don't make any difference what you get. It don't make any difference if it's one word or two words. I'm telling you tonight, the Lord will fill you up and more and more and more. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. They ask me, now that you're trying, and don't leave here thinking I got a TV in my house. But listen, this past year, I just wanted to be quiet before the Lord. I just wanted to be able to just have my time with my Lord. And it's been so sweet. Even wee hours of a night, have the Spirit of the Lord wake me up and just have the best time in the Lord. Laugh when there's nothing to even laugh about. How many knows what I'm talking about? It's that sweetness of the Lord. So if you'd like to have that experience with the Lord, listen, all you have to do is come down. And you know you can receive it there at your seat. I'm not saying you have to come down. But I'll be in agreement with you. If you want it, if you don't want it, don't come down. Because you won't receive it. But if you have a desire for it. See, I make things real plain. Because I don't want to waste people's time. I don't waste God's time. But if you have a hunger for the Holy Spirit. My little granddaughter was at a red light. And she's 31 years old, ready for our second great-grandbaby. Hallelujah, we'll get them happy. They get a call tonight. But anyway, she said, you know what, Grandma, I would have never made it without the Holy Ghost. Because she had a lot of things come against her. But she's been victorious with the Spirit. We was at the red light, and she said to me, she's sitting up. At that time, they didn't have so much restriction about, you know, being buckled in and all that. So she was sitting between me and my little sister Lambert, was coming back from the outreach. And we was at the Red Light Hot Springs. And she said, Grandma, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. I want to pray in tongues. And so I knew she'd asked Jesus into her heart. But I asked her, I said, you've asked Jesus into your heart, hadn't you? She said, yes. And so I knew she had. And she asked the Holy Ghost, well, where's it, the Red Light? Miss Lambert read that scripture to her. She knew she'd heard me tell before about the good Father. So she, and let me tell you, that child received the baptism of the Spirit. And let me tell you, he showed her, it's kept her. I said, the Holy Ghost has kept her. So that's all I'm going to say about it. But if you'd like to receive it right now, I want you to come down. Now, just don't bother me. Whether you do it or you don't, it's up to you. I'm just telling you right now, but all I'm to do is tell you. Glory be to God.